Hi, and welcome to Vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and today I just wanted to talk about a topic which keeps coming up through the comments on the channel, and it's interesting because I put a lot of videos out there with exercises that can help people grow and change and improve their voice in many different ways. But one thing that, and I've mentioned this before in a video, and I got a little bit kind of, a little bit annoyed at some of the comments that haven't really done the work that I've said to do before they've made a comment on it doesn't work when they've done it once, when I say you need to do it for a couple of months. And I wanted to just talk about this idea of habits, because I've just been reading this fantastic book called Atomic Habits by a man called James Clear. Actually, I'm not reading it, I'm listening to it, but there is work to do on the website, which I will be printing off shortly. Now, he kind of just backs up some of the knowledge that I already have about the way the body works and how the mind and body connections are made. And automatic practices are generally formed through habits that we do daily. And the whole reason my first course was 8 weeks in length is because it takes time in order for your body to start adjusting and taking on new habits and routines to become automated, so then it works for you. The whole way the voice works is the same way as anything works. It's like learning to drive. And one of the analogies that James gives in this book is that of you knowing to switch a light switch on in your house when you walk into a dark room. You don't think about it, you just do it naturally because you've done it so many times before. It's like driving also. When you first learn to drive, you've got to think about the steering, looking in the rear view mirror, you've got the gears to handle, you've got the clutch, the brake and the accelerator. You've also got to make sure that there's no one on your right side, at the back, at the left, and what's going on in front of you. There's so many things to think about that you just, you know, if you consciously do it, you could easily crash. That's why, you know, you need instruction and it takes time to get these things together. But over time and quite quickly, you'll realize that the more you do these mechanical movements consciously, after a while, some of those movements start becoming unconscious and you just do them naturally. And eventually, when you get to the point where you pass your driving test and become a qualified driver, everything will be mostly automated. You'll look naturally to the mirror as you're changing gear. You'll be able to indicate, turn your brake light and turn as you're having a conversation with someone else, which I don't advise, but my point is that it becomes automated. It becomes something that the body has learned to do so the conscious mind can focus on other things. It's the same with the voice. It's exactly the same. If you're still at the point where you're consciously considering what you need to do with your voice, you haven't done enough practice. It hasn't become a habit yet. You haven't created a system of habitually doing this work, so then it becomes automated. All the work we do in my course and on this channel to do with breathing, exercises, both physical and mental, all the articulation work with your tongue, all the physical postural work, all the breathing work, everything that kind of makes up your voice or your instrument to be better. Once you've got that, once you've done it so often, maybe over a period of a month or 2 months, consistently, daily, your body will remember it. And once your body remembers it, you no longer have to think about it. You have the instrument. It's almost like owning a stereo with a speaker and not plugging the speaker into the stereo, expecting the sound to come out because it's just a speaker. You are your speaker. You are your, you know, you're the thing that creates the sound. But you have to plug it in. It has to be working. It's no point just playing your MP3 player and expecting the sound to come out. It's no good just knowing what to do or understanding what to do. It's not academic, it's physical. So do the physical work long enough until your body remembers it. And then when you come across new things that you need to say or speeches or songs, it will just be there, automatic for you. Your instrument is ready. All you've got to do then is learn the technical sides of each particular phrase, song, emotion, whatever it is you're trying to create with your instrument, with your body. And so this video is just a quick reminder about creating habits takes time. And your body is the instrument that you use and which automates habits. So healthy habits of improving your voice are physical ones developed over time. And once you have developed them, you no longer have to think about them. The breathing breathing exercises in the first week of my 8-week course. By the end, I don't want you to go off considering your breath anymore. I want it to be in place. I want it to be working for you so then you can just concentrate on the things that are important, like the articulation, the words, and the actions and the intentions you have towards your audience, the message you want to share. You shouldn't have to be thinking about how to speak when it comes time to speak. That's what you do at home. That's the exercises. That's the practice. That's the point of this channel. So just remember, it takes time, daily consistent practice, and you will eventually have an automated, excellent vocal machine. Thanks for watching. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, aka vocabilities.com. And until the next time, look after your voice.
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now I've been telling them real badly, so I hate myself and all my faults, because the one thing time won't heal, the loss of days gone.